T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Look, man, I don't know why it's taking y'all so long to come around to the fact that it's over. It's over for the Patriots. It's over because their quarterback is the worst quarterback in the playoffs. Tom Brady.
I can't go with you on that one, Bucky.
He is the worst quarterback in the playoffs. Ooh. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Nah, I take Jimmy.
Drew Brees.
Come on.
Carson Wentz.
Keep talking.
Russell Wilson.
Whatever.
Aaron Rodgers.
Man.
Pat Mahomes.
Oh.
Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill. The only guy where it's possibly questionable.
Let's go.
Kirk Cousins and Josh Allen. That's it.
That's Bucky Brooks last week on NFL Network. He played in the NFL, 6 different teams, and he joins us right now live on the Harbor One hotline. I hate to tell you, Bucky, but I think Brady last week actually outplayed Drew Brees.
Right? He might have outplayed him.
Wait. Real quick, though. I mean, you fall in love with Ryan Tannehill that quickly, then it's a no-brainer. You're putting him above Brady going into that game?
Well, I mean, if you go based on how they played this year, yeah. Like, Ryan Tannehill led the league with passer rating. Ryan Tannehill was very efficient and effective. When you look at how Brady performed, particularly after those first 3 games of the season, he was in the bottom 6 in nearly every major passing category, like from passer rating, completion percentage, yards per attempt.
Deceiving, though.
Talk about the supporter.
You're deceiving, though. Well, because Tannehill doesn't have to do much. In the games that Tannehill had to throw the ball 35, 36 times, they lost. So they had a running game. They had an offensive line, 2 great tackles, as you know, and Brady had none of that. So is your take on Brady that it's Brady that's fallen apart, or is it that the pieces around Tom Brady do not allow Tom Brady to be the old Tom Brady?
It's both of them. It's not Tom Brady completely in a vacuum, but Tom Brady is not the same Tom Brady. Like, look, you guys are up there. You guys see him every week. Tom Brady missed more layups this year than he's ever missed. Tom Brady is not the same player that he was against the Blitz this year than ever before. If you go back the last 3 years, he was a guy that was very efficient against the Blitz. You blitzed him, passer rating was well over 100. This year versus the Blitz, completion percentage was at 37%. Passer rating was at 67.8, lowest in the league of all qualified passers. So we can talk about the guys dropping passes, which they did, 2nd most in the league. The only team that dropped more passes were the Dallas Cowboys. But Tom Brady's not the same. And look, he's not supposed to be the same at 43. At 43 years old, the offense shouldn't run through him. The other pieces have to be better. But when you look at him and you think about playing with an older quarterback, the only quarterback that has played at this age is George Blanda. And there's a reason why, because when you get older, the hits matter, the game changes.
Different generation.
It's hard for him to continue to play.
Well, see,
it's hard to play at a high level.
See, there's a couple things, Bucky. I agree with you as far as your initial premise, as far as he's one of the worst quarterbacks, you know, per stats. Based on the other guys, yeah, sure, but that's a layup in my opinion. The third down stuff, I think, is a little deceiving because, yeah, he used to be the best. If you blitzed him, you were dead. Like he used to dare people to blitz him, but it was less about him, but it was more about just the inefficiency and the lack of consistency with not only the offensive line, but the receivers, 1, dropping the ball, 2, running the wrong routes, on the wrong timing. And I think Brady also got conditioned and a little skittish, thrown off his normal regimen as far as how he goes through and how he throws the pass. So, but I absolutely 1,000% don't believe it was him at all, like at all. And I've said earlier in the year that I thought, based on some of the games he's played in, as bad as he's looked, he, in my opinion, had one of his best games of his career based on how many plays he saved and how many hits he took, because he knew he couldn't give up field position. He knew his offense sucked, and he knew his defense was good.
Well, I mean, if you're going to make it based on emotion and everything that he's done for the
Patriots. No, it's not emotion. How is it emotion? How was that emotion? What part of that sentence was emotional?
Do you want me to talk? Do you want to just
No, but say I'm emotional.
Because everything that you said, everything you put off on everybody else, if you just look at him and look at his performance, we can't talk about Brady being the same accurate passer that he's always been, because he wasn't. He missed more throws than he has. There were more open receivers that he missed than he's ever done it. And at some point, it's going to happen for everybody. He's 43 years old. At some point, there's a natural decline. He is at the point where he is not going to return to be the guy that he once was. And no one can expect him to be that. So when you're the Patriots and you're building the team, and I'm not taking blame from Belichick and the people that constructed the team. The team around him has to be better as the quarterback gets older. When you're an older quarterback, you need a strong running game. You need an offensive line. You need playmakers on the outside for him to do it. What you're hoping is that I don't need Brady to carry the team all the time. I just need him to carry it in moments. He is incapable of carrying the team by himself at this age. They have to make a decision.
Again, this is Bucky. Yeah. I know you've been in the league and you do an excellent job. We use your stuff all the time, but if you're not watching it every day, if you're not, you know, watching these guys in practice, and if you don't understand and realize how pathetically bad this offense was, how banged up they were, how just they were terrible.
It was the worst offense
I've seen in 20 years as far as personnel. So some of the stuff I agree with you with. He has missed some throws that you're like, what the hell happened there? The guy was wide open. But I wouldn't necessarily equate it to, guy, you know, he's going to be 43 years old, and guy, you better get him a strong running game. I still think he's top 10 quarterback all day long.
I can't understand on that. I can't because, like, when we list the guys that are playing really well.
Give me nine in front of them.
Oh, we're going to do a list.
How about we list the guys that are in the playoffs that outperform them? How about we list the young guys that outperform them? How about the Russell Wilsons, the Pat Mahomes, the Deshaun Watson?
Better.
Even Lamar Jackson, in terms of the way that they play and the way that they're efficient for their team.
They're all better.
I'll give you that. Sure.
Players.
Sure.
They're more efficient players. So, look, I'm not saying that everything around him was peaches and cream. But what I'm saying is when you look at the way that he performed, there's no way you can sit there and say that Tom Brady this year played the same way that Tom Brady played the previous three seasons.
All right, we're talking to Bucky Brooks.
There's no way that you can say that.
Talking to Bucky Brooks here, NFL Network. Bucky, I agree with you. I do put most of this, and I, even before the year started, I put it on Bill Belichick for basically setting up Tom to have this type of year. And I agree, he wasn't the same guy. But the question is, do you think there's another team out there that thinks he is the same guy? Do you think other teams will bring him in because they think he can still win, or more of, hey, let's get some excitement in our fan base because we just signed Tom Brady. Let's sell some tickets.
No, he can be a winning quarterback. I think here's the thing. He can be a winning quarterback, but the narrow, like, everything around him has to be right for him to win. I think what Brady offers the team, a team that hasn't gotten over the hump, he offers a winning pedigree. He offers championship experience. He offers the ability to be able to take young players and teach them how to get over the top. He offers the ability in big games to be able to make a play or two to push them over the top. Can he be the guy that he was 5, 6, 7 years ago? No, he's not going to be that. However, in the right situation, he certainly can give enough to help a team get over. But it's short-term, not long-term. Well, I don't think if you bring Tom Brady in, it can be a long-term thing. So yeah. A team that you ask, how about the Las Vegas Raiders? Okay, and the reason why I would say the Raiders is John Gruden needs someone that can be an extension of himself on the sideline. He needs someone who is tough, who is ultra-competitive, who knows how to play and perform in big games. When you look at Derek Carr, I think the issue that they would have is don't know how tough Derek Carr is. Tom Brady would offer toughness. He would offer the leadership ability that they're looking for.
Is there Las Vegas was a team we brought up, but I feel like if you're going to figure out who he would play for other than the Patriots, it would have to be a team that had the most offensive talent and that was basically a quarterback away from being successful. Now, do you think that's the only one is the Raiders, or is there a couple other teams out there?
Okay, so, like, here's the deal. Like, obviously, like, just talking about Josh McDaniels going to Cleveland. Josh McDaniels on the plane, they probably expect him to sign. Okay, so just imagine if Tom Brady had the opportunity to play with guys who could turn small gains into big games, small passes into big passes. So you have Odell Beckham Jr. on one side, you have Jarvis Landry on the other side, you have a running game with Nick Chubb and others in Cleveland. Possibly it could be a good situation. They would have to upgrade the offensive line, and then they would have to deal with whatever that is in Baker Mayfield. But if you talk about the best weaponry around him, that would be the situation. So Tampa Bay wouldn't offer him that because Tampa Bay is a vertical passing game under Bruce Arians. his game is not necessarily built like that, and they don't use the run to set up the vertical plays that would make him very, very comfortable. That's why I wouldn't take that.
What about Dallas?
I mean, there could be some value to that. I Mike McCarthy's system is one where he has the ability to do some of those things, but I'm going to be honest with you, they're really, really enamored with their quarterback. I can see where you can see the value, maybe because McCarthy has a connection with the older quarterback. He has done those things before. We were in Kansas City together when he had Rich Gannon, and he brought all those other guys, Montana and all those guys through. Maybe a situation. I think there may be better situation than what the Dallas Cowboys would come up.
All right, so I'm a little bit confused with what you've said and what you've just said when we asked you about other teams, because I do believe there will be other teams that will have interest in them, and some of them might look at it like the Chargers from a marketing standpoint. But you just said, after basically saying that Tom Brady is not the same of what he's been the last 3 years, it's not inaccurate. We kind of looked at it and said, yeah, he's taking a step back. He's a year older, but he doesn't have the pieces around him. And you said, no, it's still a big part of Tom Brady deteriorating here because of his age. And then when you brought up other places for him to go, you said you put him around good talent and he can win. So I'm not saying that he shouldn't.
You asked me a question about where I could possibly see it, like the situation that I promoted. Like, you're talking about two Pro Bowl caliber receivers in Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham.
Which is what he's missing right here in New England, right, Bucky? That's what he's missing.
And when have the Patriots ever gone out and been major players in free agency to bring that kind of talent?
Well, that's a different story.
Won't.
Because I agree with you. No.
They won't.
Right, but that's not the MO.
But that's a different story.
That's not the MO. That's not how they get down. And I'm just saying that. And I'm still so convinced that it's necessarily a slam dunk that if he went to Cleveland, that he would perform at a higher level. But if you're asking me, like, if we're playing Madden and in a video game, what would be the best scenario? Well, man, you want to put as many all-pro guys around him to see if they can elevate his game where he is right now.
Bucky,
that's why I would say Cleveland.
Let me ask you, because I kind of agree with you with a lot of points. But, you know, the blitz stuff, like, we've seen this offense. You've seen Tom Brady play, whether it's Gronk, whether it's Edelman, whether it's Amendola, guys that have been here and know the system, that when teams blitz him, he knows those guys know what to do. And I think that had a lot to do with it. He didn't trust any of these guys to be where they are. So you saw a lot of throwaways and blitzes because he knew that other than Edelman, nobody else knew what the hell to do, whether it's a read and a blitz or anything else. And I think that had a big impact on the blitz numbers because inexperience, lack of confidence, he didn't trust guys when the pressure was on him to throw the ball where he thought they should be.
Trust and communication is critical for the team to succeed and for the quarterback to have success. The young guys that are playing there, like, why would he trust them? Because there are a number of drop balls and those things.
Yeah.
However, in spite of that, he still didn't necessarily consistently throw the ball within the strike zone like we've seen it. Like, I can make those excuses about the guys on the outside, but I also have the ability to look at him and say, like, look, man, he's not the same guy. Like, things that he's done, like, a year ago, he was able to make. And look, the one thing that Tom Brady had always been able to do is he could take anybody. You could put anybody on the outside, and he could make that offense flow. That offense doesn't flow like that anymore because he's not the same player. And so you have to be able to look at him and say, okay, he's not the same player. He's come down. Where are we at in our rebuilding process? Because it really reminds me very similar to what the L.A. Lakers had to do with Kobe Bryant. They held on to Kobe Bryant. The team didn't win, but everyone is happy because Kobe's around them. Bill Belichick and the Patriots have to figure out, how do we rebuild this? Is it better to continue on with an aging quarterback who may not become the player that he once was, or is it time to pull the plug and really rebuild and retool the roster so they can get back?
All right, Bucky, last one for me. Just you mentioned Cleveland Browns and Josh McDaniels. So now, if I'm Josh McDaniels, I don't really want this job. I don't really think it's the best job for me, but it looks like all the rest are taken. But how does the Cleveland Browns convince Josh McDaniels that all the issues that plagued them for all these other coaches and all these other quarterbacks is not going to happen under his watch? What do the Cleveland Browns have to say to convince Josh McDaniels that things are going to be different with him?
I don't know, because I don't know why anybody would take a job in Cleveland based on their history and what they've done. Like, I really don't. Like, and I have my own questions about how good Josh McDaniels would be as a head coach because, like, look, it failed miserably in Denver. He really wasn't a great coordinator in St. Louis when he had that job. The only time he's really been great has been with Tom Brady. But in thinking about Cleveland and potentially what he could have, like, he'll have an opportunity to bring his own GM in them, and maybe they can kind of build the team the way they want. But, man, it's a tough job. I don't know how you change the culture in Cleveland, because the Haslams haven't shown the ability to listen to a plan and stick with a plan through the tough times. I mean, I think anybody who goes to Cleveland is kind of setting themselves up for failure.
All right, 30 seconds. That's all we have left. You said the Patriots should let Tom Brady walk and bring in Andy Dalton. How many games does Andy Dalton win with this team next year?
Well, it depends on what the team looks like. But I think Andy Dalton can play winning football. I think, obviously, Bill Belichick and those guys have won with lesser guys at quarterback, from Matt Castle to Garoppolo to Jacoby Brissett. It's just a matter of, really, they got to rebuild the team. You can't go out there with the people that they had in the past and expect anybody at quarterback to succeed. I just believe at some point you got to pull the plug and you got to change it. And with the 30-somethings that are free agents, this is the time to really do a full reset.
All right, Bucky. Great talking to you. We appreciate it. Bucky Brooks from NFL Network. Thanks. We're taking a break. We're right back here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.